While we take note of the, with concern the insufficient progress in implementing the Sustainable Development Goals, we call for accelerated action both globally and at the national level to advance our objectives for sustainable, inclusive and resilient development, and the adoption of the Pact of the Future and its Global Digital Compact is of critical importance in this regard. We take positive note of the proposed 16 actions for the UNCTAD 16 to make the organization more responsive, results-based and efficient, and would like to offer our preliminary remarks. The continued focus on diversification of economies, support for developing countries' efforts to transition towards higher productivity will increase their resilience to global shocks. By saying this, we would like to see more focused attention to the challenges faced by middle-income countries and landlocked developing countries. A targeted approach is essential for addressing their specific needs and enabling these countries to unlock their potential, strengthen their economies' resilience to multiple shocks, and ensure their full and equal integration into global markets. As a country which will be hosting in 2026 the 70th Conference of Parties of Biodiversity Convention, we attach a particular importance to addressing the triple planetary crisis of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. We support the promotion of multilateralism, multilateral trading systems, and fostering cooperation towards sustainable development, and welcome the inclusion of trade and women nexus among cross-cutting actions. We welcome the continued attention to digital transformation and assistance to developing countries to enhance their capacities in digital technologies, including artificial intelligence, and benefiting from the immense opportunities that these technologies create. Bridging digital divide and promotion of digital solutions in trade and connectivity would contribute to achieving a broader objective of environmentally sustainable development, leaving no one behind. In conclusion, Mr. President, we would like to congratulate Vietnam as the host country of the UNCTAD 16 and express Armenia's commitment to collaboratively engaging with all members for the success of the conference. I thank you.
Thank you, Madam. And I have four more countries on my list: Namibia, Egypt, Argentina, and Iran. The floor now is to Namibia.